Welcome to Heartbeat. I'd like to talk to you today about God's mercy and grace. In a story that most of us may have heard before, but I'd like to pull it apart a little bit and show you more of God's mercy, more of God's grace towards us. Jesus was at this particular point in time in the story in the Gospels, wasn't very liked by the Pharisees because he stood up against what they spoke about sometimes, or the laws that they always performed, because they often stuck to the law but had no heart in it. There was no love. There was no love for God, really. It was just going to make sure we're following the rules. And God spoke against this church authority that weren't sharing what God himself ultimately wanted people to love. And when you love, you'll then follow the rule, not rule and then love. Anyway, Jesus had been out with his disciples, and he comes to the Mount of Olives, and the Pharisees bring to Jesus this woman. This woman, as they say, caught in adultery. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. It's in John chapter 8. They made her stand in the center of the court. You can just visualize it. I've seen it, you know, in different movies where, you know, a crowd drag a woman along, or anybody really, and then they bring them into the center so everyone's looking at them. And this woman would have been cowering and ashamed, but ashamed because, you know, she's been going to be made an example of. She's going to be picked upon. Everyone's going to know. It's not hidden anymore. But the Pharisees were her accusers. Jesus wasn't. The Pharisees were the ones circling like wolves. They'd already passed judgment. They'd already decided she was guilty. Well, they said they caught her in the act of adultery. But the thing was, she was guilty. She was guilty. She was standing before Jesus guilty. And what does Jesus do? What does he do? The Pharisees would bring up, the law says this. And they said it because they wanted to test Jesus. They actually didn't care about this woman, but Jesus did. But they said it because they wanted to test Jesus, hoping that he'd stumble and they'd be able to say, you got it wrong. And it says, Jesus stooped down and began writing on the ground with his finger. Jesus stooped down. When you read those words and understand truly who Jesus is, Jesus was, the Son of God, the Son of the Almighty, when he was first born as a baby in a manger, he came off his throne and he stooped down to our level to come and save us. Here it's describing the Son of the living God stoops, shows us again, reminds us again what he did as a baby. He stoops down and comes down to our level. To our level of sin, to our level of not doing things right, of not following the laws. But he stoops down and he writes and he's quiet. Why is Jesus quiet? Firstly, the Pharisees, as I told you, they're already past judgment. They've actually already picked up their stones and they're ready to throw them at the woman. But God's arm comes out not in judgment, but in love and mercy. He raises his arm toward us. You know, the crowd waits to see what's going to happen. What's Jesus going to say? What's going to happen? The crowd's waiting. The Pharisees and scribes are waiting. everyone's, you know, that part where in a movie where it's just quiet, no music, all breathless, waiting. What is Jesus going to say? Did Jesus not know what to say? So he was like, what do I say? Waiting for time? Was Jesus waiting for a further response from the crowd, from the Pharisees? You know, did he not have an answer? No, he knew. He knew. He was waiting for anyone in the crowd, anyone in the Pharisee, and the woman herself. Was her heart ready to hear what he was about to say? He was giving us time. Because if he'd answered straight away, maybe we wouldn't have heard it right. But when all of a sudden it's not happening, it's like, well, what? We better listen. What? He hasn't said anything yet. What's going on here? And what does he do? It says he stood up. He stood up representing us. He stood up before the scribes and the Pharisees, and he stood up as the Son of God, and he gave his response. Scott Hahn describes it to me like this: the God revealed in Scripture is a father who stoops down to his children and lifts them up to share in his blessings. So Jesus stoops down to us and lifts us up so that he can now share his blessings. And what does he say? For those of you who have not sinned, you cast the first stone. We are all frail. We all have hidden sins. Maybe our sins aren't out there like this woman. But we all have sins that are within us. Things that we say, things that we do, things that our attitudes, our actions, our thoughts, our words, what's in our heart. And Jesus stands with us and says, for those of you who have not sinned, you cast the first stone. It is only himself who has not sinned that could cast the stone. And he does not. He rises us up. He stands with us and gives us the blessing of forgiveness, gives us his mercy, gives us his grace, his favor. And then as everyone walks away, he stooped down again because he's come back again. To, okay, what's going to happen now? I'm coming now back to your level. And he looks up and he says, woman, has no one passed judgment? Well, I do not either. Go and sin no more. Go try and live the life that you're meant to live. Don't stay in the way that you are. God's hand of mercy was beautifully extended. Put yourself in that woman's place. Maybe you haven't been an adulterous woman, but the sins that we have done, have said, have performed, God looks at us and says, go, I do not judge you. Go and sin no more. Go and live the life I've called you to live. I extend my hand of grace and mercy to you. How wonderful is that? Let us pray. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear loving Father, we thank you that you are so gracious and so merciful. We fall down at your knees and ask you for that mercy. Because yes, I too have sinned. We ask you, Lord, to help us not sin again, to help us live the life that you have planned before all time for us. We thank you and we thank you and we thank you for your graciousness. Thank you, Lord, that you stoop down for us and then you stand up and draw us to the blessings that you have for us to live with you for eternity, within eternity with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.